days of theme songs. Every time I hear it, I think, oh, I'm missing out on these days. 641 News Radio 92.3. This morning we're talking to Bruce Woody. He is the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA. They handle, in the county, they handle your recycling, they handle your trash, your solid waste, that's your garbage, your sewer systems, you know, and your water. They handle all that, and depending on where else you live, slices of that service. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You too, Andrew. Good to talk to you.
Great to have you. What did y'all do yesterday? It seemed like a pretty light agenda. Anything interesting?
It was fairly light agenda. We talked about a number of things. We did an update to our engineering manual. It's really interesting stuff, but of great interest, of course, to developers and builders and folks who are helping us build our infrastructure to serve the ever-growing population here in town. So we did some updates to that after quite a bit of interaction with suppliers and engineers in the area, et cetera. And we've made sure that our manual addresses all new materials and equipment and construction methods. So that was an important update. We did also discuss an update to our Pensacola Beach reuse project. For those of you that have crossed over to the under the beach and have seen piles of plastic pipe sitting around here and there, or negotiated some of the construction traffic. We have a two-part project that's right now ahead of schedule, just ready to be done in February instead of April.
Oh, good.
So we're excited about it. It involves two activities. One, it's the completion of a redundant water line to the beach.
Redundancy is good for water, like that.
Yeah. Last year we added a second line hanging underneath the bridge. Right now, before that, there was just one service to the whole island, and it was buried under the Sound. And now we have redundant service, and this project continues that line the rest of the way up into the intersection that we're forking
okay.
this road. Majority of the activities that you see, though, have to do with a reuse project where we're taking water that's been fully treated at our water reclamation facility and making it available through a dedicated irrigation water supply. We've been irrigating the medians along the roadway for quite some time, but we're expanding that system and making it now available to properties that front along the roadway and Fort Pickens Road.
Okay.
And this will be a really nice addition for folks along Via de Luna, probably the hotels who use a lot of irrigation water for all of their landscaping.
Okay, so so the construction that people see when they cross over the Bob Sykes Bridge going onto the island, that's you guys. And that's, you know, which means that you're working on the extra layer of redundancy for the water source and also the extra piping and availability for reuse, you know, processed water or treated effluent, sometimes people call it, not just the medians anymore, but actually some of the property owners along Via de Luna will be able to use that for their irrigation, which means they do not have to draw on the fresh water supply. It also means that you have, you know, it's kind of the equivalent of a spray field, basically, where, you know, the very clean but not quite drinking water, clean water gets sprayed on the grass. And, you know, that's a good way to process that water as well instead of sending it into a body of water. Is the water, the reclaimed water, coming from the On the Island facility or is it coming from somewhere else?
No, it's strictly water from On the Island.
Okay. I figured I just wanted to be sure.
As you can imagine, with the influx of tourists, our demand and use varies a lot based on the season.
Yeah.
We'll have as low as about 700,000 gallons per day produced during the off-season, as much as 1.8 million gallons during the summer season.
Wow.
So,
okay.
That's a pretty wide.
Two and a half times, 250% use during the high season versus the off season, which makes sense based on the number of people you know are there. But, you know, I'd never thought about it. You know, the kind of things you have to think about. I had never thought about it from a, you know, wastewater point of view. But yeah, it makes sense. That's why that's the stuff you guys have to deal with. You guys are launching a mobile app in February. Is that when it's going to be out?
Yes, yes. We have announced the in January, we'll probably release the actual February date. But in the month of February coming up, we have a new CUA mobile app that will be available to download at your favorite app store. So that gives you phone access to order bulk pickup instead of having to call a regular customer service line at 476-0480. You can do that on your phone. You can also report a missed pickup, make a request for repair of a trash can, perhaps that has a damaged lid or some related problem. If you want to check your billing activities, look up, make payments, things like that, report a water line break. Also, a lot of resources, information about our various programs, information about what you can recycle and what you can't, et cetera. Usual things that you would find on our website will now be available via the mobile app.
Well, I am excited about this.
Scheduling and
I mean, this is great. I love it. It saves. I mean, I know a lot of people hate the phone call and they don't like to have to make a phone call. So the idea that they can do it on the app, that's wonderful. I will also say, I'm going to say this with all the love I can muster, Bruce. You know, we're friends, and you know, I respect you a lot. The website for ECUA has historically been terrible. It's hard to find things, and this is as a fairly web savvy person. It's hard to find things. The things you go and looking for aren't there. Some of the things are very good, the emergency alerts, the closures, and that kind of stuff. But I'm actually really excited because I'm confident that the app is going to sort of improve upon some of those deficiencies. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
So I'm.
It gives us an opportunity. Once we take some of the workload off of that, it gives us an opportunity to do a refresh on the main website.
Right,
well.
Right. Which is great and get a lot of feedback. I would assume on that too. So that's very, very good. The transfer station, where are we at on that? Which is over on, I always want to forget the place. What's the road that it's on?
It is on, Pine Forest Road and Godwin Lane.
Godwin Lane. That's right. Godwin Lane. Okay. So where are we at in that process? This is the intermediate, not have to go all the way out to the landfill that will save wear and tear on roads, wear and tear on trucks, congestion on the roads, them not having to wait in traffic. All the things are good. Where's that project in process?
Yeah, we've had some frustrations getting our final permits related to stormwater. We have a detention basin permit we still have to obtain. And so we've had a lot of back and forth with the water district on that. I think we have a scheduled detention basin test coming up next month, so I'm hoping we'll get past that stage and be on to permitting in January, but time will tell. It's been going slower than we planned for.
Okay, well, again, I think it's a great project. I know Vicki Campbell's been one of the key advocates for that project, and I agree with her. I think it makes all the sense in the world, but hopefully we can get that stuff solved. Big news note of sorts, you had a key employee, Natalie Bowers, who has been, it's not exactly her second year on the job, but she's retiring, right?
Yes, yes. She's been with us for the majority of her career and does wonderful work for ECUA. The various publications that we produce are work product of hers, our annual reports, the CCR reports that go out to everybody every year, our ECUA calendar, as well as she's our public information officer. So various communications that go out from ECUA are crafted by Natalie. We very much appreciate her many years of service. We will terribly miss her.
Absolutely.
But we're also very happy for her and look forward to her enjoying her retirement.
32 years. Natalie has been doing the job of public information officer at ECUA for three times as long as I've lived in Pensacola. And she is, in every organization, you always want to find that one person that you can go to and get whatever you need. And she is that person, at ECUA. So, I know you have other people you can try to train, but as you and I both well know, that's going to be a hard role to fill. So I appreciate Natalie, and she's been fantastic. And I'm sad to see her go, but I'm happy to see her retire, and that's always a good thing. Anything you need to let us know about for the future 2026 plans that we haven't already talked about, Bruce?
We have a pretty full slate of maintenance-related projects kind of boring topics for maybe for the general public, but please know that we've got FY26, a little over $40 million in capital improvements that are being done throughout the community, all in the interest of improving infrastructure and improving services. So we're making good investments to provide good services for everybody that we serve.
Outstanding. Bruce Woody, he is the executive director of the ECUA, Amarcos Utilities Authority in Escambia County. Bruce, as always, thank you for the time. Have a great Christmas, an excellent new year, and we'll talk to you again in January.
Thank you for the opportunity.